Welcome to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer. We are two good friends navigating the twists and turns of that middle part of life, and we are laughing our way through it.
Don't get us wrong, it's not all that funny all the time. There's so much we are unprepared for. Adult children, changing bodies, aging parents. We want you to know that you are not alone in these challenges. So sit back, get a front row seat as we share true life stories with a fresh perspective and just a pinch of irreverence. And That's When I Realized starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome to And That's When I Realized. I'm Leon Dyer.
And I'm Susan Dolce.
And this is a show where we're tackling the truth and comedy of midlife. So Susan and I are best friends, and we get together almost every Friday, although lately it's been sparse. But we get together and we share our week, the joys, the challenges, the laughs, and discuss all those things that friends share. So I don't know about you, but we thought that by the time we hit our mid-50s, we would kind of have life figured out. But it turns out there's a whole lot we didn't expect. So today's show, exactly that. Today's show, we're talking about navigating fashion over 50. Because we are so hot and flashy. Thank you, Susan, for that. So get a cup of coffee, a glass of tea, and join us. Susan, I didn't know you put that in there until I read my notes.
Yeah, Leon's had a busy, really incredibly busy life. So I did the show notes today.
Yeah.
And so I came up with the title for today, and I thought it was perfect. Hot and flashy.
Hot and flashy. Yeah. Hot and flashing sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was a show that I wanted to do because we've had a few, we've talked that, you know, they're like when we had Candy on, Leon really wanted to cover that topic. And actually our next show was another request by Leon. And if we get a chance, maybe we can talk about that later, but I really wanted to talk about fashion over 50 because I hit a point where I remember thinking to myself, can I wear this anymore? Yeah. Like, and I think it's a valid question to ask yourself because, you know, I mean, skirt lengths should, you know, be appropriate. I mean, I think there's things we can and cannot wear. And so I really wanted to have this topic. I really love fashion. The pandemic sort of took my fashion stride out of me. I found that I became very addicted to the athleisure wear, and not just for the elastic waistbands, but just because where was I going?
Right.
Right. You know, even if it was a Zoom meeting, you only had to look good from the waist up, right? So,
well, okay. That being said, I was getting ready for the show and my daughter calls, who's my daughter, for those who don't know us or me, she's in her mid-20s. And so I'm getting ready and, you know, I have my earbuds in and we're chatting and I'm like, and I'm telling her what the show is about. And I said, and guess what I'm wearing, Liz? You're wearing that purple coat, aren't you? I'm like, yep, I am. I love this purple coat. It's a purple denim jacket that I've had for years. And it's my comfort. I love it. Liz doesn't really like it, but I told Liz what I was wearing. And then I said, so hopefully we don't have to stand up because I'm in pajama bottoms. I kid you not. I am in pajama bottoms because it is cold here and I didn't really have anything comfy and warm to wear. So, yeah.
So I would love to continue talking about your purple jacket and why you love it so much, but I'd like to know more about what your, like how your fashion sense or lack of, which you can decide. I think you've got great fashion flair, but how it changed for you over time. Like what, like how did you dress in your 20s? So wait, okay, 80s. So,
80s. We were just, that is what kind of prompted this. Is in the 80s stirrup pants. So for anyone who's under the age of, I don't know, what would be 50 or probably don't remember stirrup pants, but yeah, they were huge in the 80s. And they're coming back.
They're back.
They are back.
They're yeah. back.
And remember the seam that was down the front? Like you had to have with the seam down the front.
Yeah. 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 And I've seen those, and they're usually like a ponte knit.
Yeah.
And they were great because they stayed tucked inside your boots all the time. And so it was always this really clean line that was before leggings. So they were the precursor to the legging.
That was the legging of yeah. the 80s, yeah. really.
But yeah. it had a stirrup, so it stayed nicely yeah. tucked.
And you because would wear them with sneakers or boots or...
Yeah, because the only place spandex really existed was in like workout wear, you know, like your Jane Fonda high-hipped leotards in the purple spandex and hot pink tights and leg warmers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to bring this up just because you brought up the stirrup pants. Yeah. And that is that, because I asked you when we were prepping for this, I said, do you have any fashion rules? And I have one singular fashion rule.
What is it?
If I wore it the first time, I'm not wearing it the second time. I'm too old to wear it the second time it comes around.
Oh, I thought you meant you're not going to wear it like 2 days in a row.
No. So if I wore it back in the 80s and it's back now, I am not wearing it because
what about
I'm too old.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm thinking about that. That's what the dead air is right there. That's me thinking. I don't know. That's not my rule.
So like when a flare leg jean came out again. Nope, not wearing those. I remember rainbows. Rainbows are really popular. Tie-dye is the thing now. Mm-mm.
Okay, I never get into the tie-dye. Really, I don't know why. I should have, because one of my things that I have about fashion is it has to be able to cover up the stains that I create on all my tops. I need like a bib. like an adult bib. But I never really got into tie-dye. Like we have tie-dye at camp, like tie-dye day. And I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'm
trying to think of what, like, oh, so here's a good one. Here's one fashion rule that, or here's one of my fashion don'ts that I just love too much to sacrifice. And that was, I love cheetah print and I have this great pair of cheetah print boots that I was going to actually have as a prop today. I remember there it's a high boot, not a booty. And when I first got them, I loved them and you could wear cheetah outside. You know, I could wear them over leggings or stirrup mm-hmm. pants. I don't know, I haven't had them that long. And then it's the whole cheetah print thing got more subtle.
Yeah.
Like I could wear those boots, but I had to have them underneath pants. So all you saw was a little bit of the toe, or you could have like a little bit of cheetah accent. Like you couldn't do like a lot of cheetah. That was considered gaudy. Mm-hmm. Now cheetah is full blown back in style, mm-hmm. full cheetah head to toe. Not that I would do that. But I told my husband, I'm like, I can wear my boots outside my pants again.
But now you're wearing those again.
I am wearing those again. So,
you're breaking your rule.
Yeah. But I think I think the difference is that it was that the cheetah never actually went away. It was just how much of it you was appropriate.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to be able to wear them with a skirt. Or with my boots. So, and they're ancient. I think they're as old as my oldest child. So that would be 27.
I want to go back to when you opened about being appropriate, like the length of the skirt or whatever, being appropriate. Do you think there's an appropriateness with age for that?
Well, I do. I mean, I don't think I should wear anything that hits mid thigh or even, you know, a way above my knee. I feel like it should hit at my knee. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. And I am sorry if I sound conceited. I could pull it off. Like mm-hmm. I've got decent legs. I could pull mm-hmm. it off, but I would look ridiculous because I think I would be trying to look like I'm 20 something and I'm not, I'm 57.
So what about, okay. So I'm thinking of like the women that I see on the golf course, although they have, okay. So, or play tennis. I think tennis, their skirt's a little shorter than the golf course, unless you're my daughter. And then she, yeah.
That's entirely different because that's, you need it to have it shorter for movement. Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking about, you know, going out for dinner or, you know.
So, okay. So with the length of the skirt, now going back to cheetah, do you think that there is a limit on how bold you can be with your prints at a certain age?
No.
Either young or old?
No. No. I love print. I actually have a red wrap dress. You've seen me in it. I have a red wrap dress with a bold cheetah print.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, yep. You know, half dollar size cheetah print on it. So no, I think you have to, if you feel comfortable in a bold print mm-hmm. or any sort of a bold statement, whether it's a necklace, as long mm-hmm. as you feel uncomfortable in it, I think that's fine.
Yeah. And I'm okay. Like I don't have a, I'm more, I am okay with the length of the skirt or the top or whatever it is of how much you're exposing. I don't like, I'm okay with different ages. None of that. I don't have a limit to that. Mm-hmm. I think if you feel confident enough, like if your confidence can pull that off, then go for it. Mm-hmm. And I think if, so for me, there's no way, probably there's no way I would go above my knee in like drastically above my knee in a skirt. Like I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't feel comfortable. Yeah. Not at all. And I wouldn't pull it off.
And I just like, feel like I look inappropriate. Like I'm just trying to look young. And
so then it wouldn't, so then you wouldn't feel confident enough. So right. Therefore you wouldn't be pulling it off. But right. I can think of women, like there's this woman who goes to our church. And she, I mean, okay. I mean, I'm just gonna, she is hot for her age. I mean,
hot, flashy.
Yeah, hot and flashy. She is. And she's way over 50, but she wears these very, they're like trench coat dresses. Do you mm-hmm. know what I'm talking? They're very mm-hmm. boxy and mm-hmm. they're very 80s. So she mm-hmm. still has those with the shoulder pads and mm-hmm.
she wears the I had two of those back in the
day. So she still wears those, but they are probably 3 inches above her knee.
Oh.
And yeah. She wears these little heels, but she looks fabulous in them and she pulls it off. I mean, she just has this refined quality to her and she sits and crosses her legs and she looks very elegant. I could not, first of all, it would not happen with me.
We're gonna take a break here.
Yes.
And we're gonna segue
with that image. Yeah.
Fashion versus style. We could do this show with no breaks and never stop talking because yeah. So we're gonna take a quick break. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we'll be right back.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at tracylclark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm here with my co-host, Leone Dyer. And today we're talking about fashion over 50. And this is, I love this topic. I love clothes. I love fashion. I love experimenting with prints and colors. And it's just really fun for me. It always has been. So one of the questions that came to mind when we were talking about the show is, what's the difference between fashion and style?
Okay, so I knew you were going to ask this, and I purposely did not Google because what's the difference? Because I'm like, I don't know, what's the difference? I think for me, style is my personality, and the fashion is how I show my style or how I show my personality. So my style is, and this is my number one, this is like my rule also for fashion. It has to be comfortable and ease. Like I was so primed at day one of my birth for this pandemic because it's, you know, I'm like, okay, we are in, you know, leisure wear. And if it's an elastic waist, I'm good. And so style and ease and comfort are my like go-to things. But I love, believe it or not, I love that romance feeling or that romance look. Mm-hmm. And so it has to have a little bit of that, a little softness, I think, to it. And other than that, everything that I, how I wear my clothes, I will fall into that category.
So fashion is the vehicle that defines your style.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So fashion can go in and out, but my style will stay like my purple coat is probably not in style, but I love it. So I just keep wearing it.
Well, it's your style.
It's my style. I love it.
I mean, Think about all the vintage clothes that people wear that aren't, they're, you know, not technically in style right now, but I think right now, I think anything goes.
Really. I think really, to be honest, for the most part, when I look back over, Dan and I are watching this whole series on how different movies were made. You know, it's a whole series on one of the streaming networks. It's fascinating, but when I'm looking at the people and they're like in, and they're being interviewed currently in this year or last year, but they have footage of them in the 70s or the 80s or the 90s, whenever that movie that they're talking about was made. And it's like, wow, we're still wearing that. Holy cow. You know, we've just kind of tweaked the color a little in the fashion, but I think things have kind of, other than the big shoulder pads,
They're coming back.
I saw that. Yeah. And the big,
I
you can
big
tell
shoulder pads.
Like when Dan cleans out his closet, I can tell like when that sports jacket or that suit, when he wore them every day, or even the tie, by the width of the lapel or the tie itself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's coming back, Dan. Throw it out. It's like, yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's the funny thing about men's clothing, men's fashion, is, you know, there's very little, you know, room for it to change. Like I remember like when the more slim suit became popular. Mm-hmm. And Phil's a big guy. He's like 6'1", 6'2" and 200 pounds. And he's, you know, has muscles and he's a big guy. And he was like, there's no way I could pull off a suit like that. Like he would look absolutely ridiculous in it. And when the Blazers were, you know, tight and you buttoned them and they kind of pull, like, he's like, yeah, I can't do that. Right. You know, and really and I'm sorry that I'm not a fashion designer, but you know, those are the things you can change: the width of the lapel, the width of the suit, the width of the tie, Oh, here's another thing I saw coming back: pleats in the pants.
I hope not. Wait, in men or women or both?
I saw them for women.
Yeah. Well, I used to, and I did see this. I think it's called the paper bag waist.
What is that?
Maybe I'm not saying the right thing. It's a high waist. It's a waist, like a higher waist. And it kind of has like where it's, it, not ruffled, but like you would cinch it in, like you would tie it. It kind of has a
little... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen a lot of that, especially over the summer. I saw that. Yeah.
So that was huge. I had so many pants when I like went into the, like from college into professional life, that like when I find something that fits my body, I will buy it in every color. So, you know, I have winners. So yeah, I had a lot of those pants. But
I remember,
is style and fashion for you?
Well, no, I basically what you said, you know, fashion is the way that I can define my or show my style. I remember in the 80s, there were, do you remember suspenders and pants?
Yeah, I didn't do those.
See, I was kind of bold. Like I remember I had a pair of royal blue suspender pants that I loved. I remember I had a cream colored satin jumpsuit.
Well, see, you're tiny and cute.
Disco Inferno. I'm trying to think what some of the other bold things that I had, but I really like to play with fashion, and maybe, yeah, my sister-in-law.
You asked before, like how my style has changed. And I used to wear bold colors. Like in the 80s, I had a pair of fuchsia pants and a bright royal pencil skirt, wool skirt. bright colors. Then I went through this very like dark period in my life where everything was black, everything. And I've come out of it. And, you know, now I own black, but very little. So how has fashion changed for you from like the 80s into the 90s to where we are now?
You know, I think I was always, I liked trendy things. I think I still do, but I remember going through, like when I first, my first like real job and having to go buy suits, you know, this is again, mm-hmm. back in the, so this is the, late 80s, early 90s and buying suits and everything had to be business, and we had to wear stockings and we had to wear heels. Okay. And I remember thinking that it was extravagant to be trendy because, you know, you're investing all this money in work clothes that need to kind of last and stand mm-hmm. the test of time. So then I kind of went from trendy to a little bit more classic. Mm-hmm. But man, everything had shoulder pads. I love shoulder pads, but everything did back then too. Like you couldn't get away from them. And now that I'm older, like once I left the corporate world, I kind of went back to being more fun and trendy in the things that I picked. But not if it was, I mean, I've got dresses that I've had for years that I can still, I mean, that are they're just classic dresses. They're not gonna, they will always be in style.
And you've stayed pretty much the same size.
Like I have.
Like other than your pregnancies, you've right. gone like, yeah, no, like I have boxes. They're like storage boxes of clothes that are like all the different sizes. So it's not seasons. It's like the sizes. So there were things that I've had that I would love to have, like when I was my largest, there's like clothing that I would love, but it's gone, you know, like I don't have that. Which is probably good because, you know, I mean, I would have everything.
So I know we're coming up on another break and this, I know yeah. this is sort of a personal question, so you don't have to answer it. I do, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but why do you keep them?
Why do I keep what? The clothes?
Mm-hmm.
When I lost the largest, so I lost, I'm trying to think what was the, it was about 65 pounds. So when I lost that weight, I got rid of all those clothes, all of them. So I don't have any of those. Mm-hmm. And then we started, so that was when I got to like, then we started working, you know, like we were working out and all that. And then I'd gain a little bit and then I have to like, so I have like, it's between like 20 and 30 pounds range of clothing. And through the pandemic, then I had to go through everything again. It's like, okay, here we go. We're reinventing ourselves again with clothing. And so with the pandemic, it was, you know, leggings and sweater dresses and ease and comfort for me.
Yeah.
So I think I saved them because, you know, there's a part like, okay, after this, I'm going to lose the weight again. And I want to have clothes that I can fit into.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people who balance like with size or who, you know, struggle with size, it's kind of a common thing we do.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, I and thank you for being honest and sharing that, because that's not something, you know, I've had to deal with in my life. You know, besides pregnancies, like I did put on weight during the pandemic. But yes, because to me, holding on to those older clothes is just like, to me, it would be like holding on to like bad memories or something. So that's why I was
You mean the ones that no longer fit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I don't hold on to them because I have any attachment to them. I'm holding on because I just don't want to take the time or the money to go out and buy new ones when I'm back in that size again.
Yeah. Okay. That's Thank all. You. Thank you yeah. for being... Yeah.
Ease and comfort. That's
and comfort. We're gonna take one more quick break. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. We're talking about fashion over 50 today, and we'll be back in a little bit.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwileymdeloy.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm here with my co-host and my best bud, Leon Dyer. And today we are talking about a topic that I love, and that's fashion, and specifically fashion over 50, especially when you are hot and flashy. So so there are certain things that certain textures, and I know I'm going off the topic of that we're going to talk about in this segment, but there are certain fabrics that I can't wear anymore because if I get sweaty, then once the hot flash is over, now I'm freezing. Like chiffons, and if anything has like a smooth surface on the inside, I have gone through my closet and ditched so many things that because I wear them and then I'm putting a sweater on over them because I'm cold. Anyway.
So no, actually that's no, Susan, give yourself credit here. That's a perfect segue because,
go ahead.
Because texture. So Susan and I, because, you know, we have so much time in our lives, we kind of went down the rabbit hole, of this fashion personality, expert, I would say, would you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I want to say my friend, Nancy, gave me this great gift of introducing me to Carol Tuttle. Is that T-U-T-T-L-E?
Yep.
I believe. Mm-hmm. Yep. And she's fabulous. The link is in the description. So do click on it when you're done watching us. And just go down that rabbit hole because it is fascinating. But so she puts you into four personalities.
Energy types.
So don't go by your complexion. It's, you know, we all went through that in the 80s or the 90s or whenever that happened. But this is your personalities and how you process and how you are, if you're an introvert or how you walk through your day with responsibility is your style. It's, you know, it falls into a category of your style. And one of the things is the texture of your clothing. Mm-hmm. So you're right there with the, you can't have that, like that coolness or that's part of your personality type.
So if you go to, first of all, she's not sponsoring of this. We just really like her.
Oh no, we're just in love with her.
If you go to the show description, there is a link to her style quiz. Her style quiz is free, and it's about, I don't know, 10, maybe 12 questions. And then, you know, you get the answer of what energy type you are. And
so, okay, I am going to interrupt because Susan and I took it like back when I had like no time in my life, I like did this and I took it and I got my style type. And I was like, huh, okay. I don't know if I like that. So I went back, I took it again, got the same exact type, took it for the third time and like purposely answered the questions a little differently. Same type. I have this all three times, took the same. So Susan and I are talking and we're on Zoom together. And she's like, I don't think I like the type I got. I'm going to take the questions again.
So my first time I was a type one.
Okay.
And I was like, I kind of see that, but I kind of don't. And I, anyway, because I can give some examples. So then I did it again. We did it. So go ahead. You can pick up the story from
and
there.
And then she did it again. So she's like, okay, I want to be this type. How can I do that? So Susan is like forcing the answers to where she wants to be, which is totally her type. But she didn't want to even admit it. And I'm like, okay, you just keep going. Eventually you'll get there.
So I took the quiz. We did it live yesterday and I was a two. And I'm like, well, I mean, there's some, I kind of like the two personality. I was like, yeah. And cause I looked at three and I said, I'm definitely not a three. And Leon's like, I think you're a three. I was like, I'm not a three.
Because, I thought you were three, possibly a four.
Okay. So, cause three is like active, results oriented, driven, determined, intense. And like, that's totally my husband. Type two is more like romantic and flowy and comfort, like Leon said, smooth, graceful, type one.
I am not graceful. I just have to, that is the one that they talk about when you enter a room with ease and grace. I'm like, okay, they know I come in like a herd of buffalo.
Okay. And then one is like bubbly, hyperactive, high energy, very talkative, talks with their hands a lot. Mm-hmm. and then four is analytical, and focused and perfectionist and, poised, private, kind of reclusive. So like the type two celebrities, would be Jennifer Aniston, Princess Diana, Richard Gere on the male side. Type four personalities are Audrey Hepburn, Halle Berry, and Steve Jobs. She has a book. It's What's My Nature? Or It's Just My Nature, no, I think is the name of the book.
No, Dress, I have it. Hold on. I don't have it right here.
There's one, she has one that's called It's Just My Nature. I think that's,
oh, okay.
And so it's coming in the mail, but I had to read it for today's show. So I downloaded it on the Kindle. It was free, by the way, on the Kindle. And I read, okay, I'm reading type one. I'm like, yeah, that's not really me. And then, I mean, there's some aspects. And I was two. And then I was three. And I was thinking, because I was thinking, Leon's like, I think you're a three. And I was like, yeah, you know, I have a little three tendency. And then I got to four and I was like, when I finished it, I'm like, I am so a four. It is ridiculous. And most people don't want to be fours because we are very opinionated. We are perfectionist. We I'm trying to think of some of the negative side effects of being.
No. But why do you
overly critical? But I have learned to, because what I realized was that, and maybe you can say to this, maybe on your type, is that I am opinionated. I am critical. I know I'm very analytical. I know I'm very focused, but I have learned as I've gotten older to keep my mouth shut.
Right.
And not say what I'm thinking. Like when I was much younger, I was, you know, I'm sure a lot of people thought I was rude because I would just say what I was thinking. And also, you know, you can't be, well, I guess you could, but in my opinion, you can't be critical and raise children because you can't, you have to take everything with a grain of salt. But, so I am totally, and one of the things about type fours, and this was at the very end of the chapter, it was like, they're very particular about doing their laundry to the point where they won't let anybody else do their laundry.
Yeah.
Phil's, my husband's like, yep, you can do all the laundry, honey. I'm like, good, good. I like to do the laundry. I want, and it has to be folded right. Mm-hmm. And it has to be hung, you know, like to dry, yeah, something. Yeah. I'm very, very particular. So Leon asked me when I said, I'm definitely a four. And she's like, well, does that really resonate with you? And I said, yes, I just have to reconcile with my pushy, opinionated self. And
But the cool thing with all of this is each one comes with, it teaches you to embrace that part of you and not to view it as a negative. Right. Like you get things done and we've worked together in a class and you're very much when I like sit back and I think about when we were asked by the instructors, the teachers who formed this class, what we wanted to do in that, like how we wanted to, and you were all about like, okay, I want to help with orchestrating, getting the homework completed and being in charge of that very like box in, like, this is what it is. And I'm more about yeah, I want to work with how they feel. I want them to find their authentic voice. You know, I mean, it's all about like, yeah, they can get their work done, but you know, as long as they feel good about it. So, I mean, but totally where we're, I mean, it's not a negative. And I know you're like, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that, but it's how you get things done. And as long as you can embrace that, that you, this is who you are. You need point A to point B. You need these rules. And that's how you work.
And that's one of the interesting things about type fours, which is so totally me too, is that I'm a rule follower to the T, as long as I respect the person who's making the rules.
Yeah. Now, all my friends who are listening will know this about me. I mean, they know this and they're probably saying this right now. I am not a black and white person. And I think rules are more of a guideline.
And I have said that. Your type can wear gray.
Gray.
I am the only type who can wear black and white.
Right. And so it plays, I'm telling you. So I just went through, I'm going to call it Hell Week. I don't know if I can say that on air, but I just went through Hell Week. And so prior to going through that in my life, I had done this. I had gone through the color personality. So the four types. And so I knew my type. I knew my personality. I knew what colors work best for my personality. So each morning I would get up, and even though it was, you know, t-shirts and jeans or t-shirts and whatever, I would pick the colors within my category. And I felt, okay, now this is all like, I'm, you know, I could have probably had on black and I might have had the same feelings, but I felt so empowered. I felt so much more confident in wearing those colors and embracing, yeah, you know what? I am kind of over emotional. And yep, I do internalize everything. And yep, I do think of feelings before I think of action. That's who I am. And that's how I'm entering. And so I was able to walk into that building every morning. And it was not fun. It was not easy. It was really hard. But I felt that I was able to do it with ease and grace because I had this foundation to go on, or, you know, to put with me. So there is something to this.
Yeah. We're going to take our last break here. And when we come back, I want to, I want to talk about how, well, there's a few things that ARP recommends for fashion over 50.
Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. So we're going to touch on that when we come back. We'll be back in a little bit.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to, and that's when I realized, Susan Dolce, Leone Dyer. We are having a chit chat today about fashion over 50. And so when we were doing research for today, because, you know, we always have to do a little research. I came across, pardon me, got a froggy again. An article in AARP blog about fashion tips for women over 50. And so they have 7 fashion tips. So the first one, and it says style smarts for any age, but you'll understand as I go down the list. So it's the first one is get a good tailor. Clothes look best when they fit well. Well, that's true. I'm not going to argue with that.
Right.
Define your waist, no matter how big or small.
Okay. I don't know if that's true. I have a waist. So I have a waist regardless of how my size, I've always had a waist. So I can show my waist. My friend who is, I think they call like an apple.
Mm-hmm.
She does not have a waist, and every time, and she wants a waist. She wants to wear those dresses or those tops that like mm-hmm. go in, and she cannot.
Yeah.
She looks pregnant in
that. Yeah.
And so she does much better to show off her limbs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. So I would say don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, I mean, you have to feel comfortable. And to me, exactly. I think you have to feel beautiful. Like if you put mm-hmm. on something, you're like, you know, wow, I feel really beautiful. I feel empowered. I feel mm-hmm. confident. Then you do that. You know,
you that's do that, right.
Yeah. Okay. The third one, and we talked about this a little bit ago, keep your skirt and dress lengths to the knee.
I don't know. I know your opinion. Mine is if you have the great looking knees, show them. I'm okay. I am.
Yeah, I think I'm just uncomfortable. Like I said, if it were workout wear, that's completely different, but,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and now that I'm thinking about it, I'm sure if my mom were alive and she saw my hair right now, she would be having a hissy fit because she thinks that I'm sure she would say I'm too old to have long hair. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, that's no. People used to have long hair. Like Dan's grandmother, my husband's grandmother, always had long hair, but she always wore it in a bun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and here, don't show too much skin. Too short skirts and tops that are too low don't flatter anyone.
Again, the skirts, the tops, I don't know. I mean, again, I know some older women who can pull it off and do it if you can. And I know younger women who probably shouldn't. So
I think, yeah, again, I mean,
it's the confidence thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think if for someone, if they feel comfortable in their clothing, like I know this woman who wears overalls, it fits her personality and her style. She's an artist and man, she can pull off those overalls and they look fantastic. No,
again, because I think it goes back to what that whole Carol Tuttle, you know, dressing your energy type.
Yes.
It fits her energy.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Digress off of the AARP here for a minute. The thing about those energy types, like Leon mentioned it at the very beginning of the show, is that she's not saying, you know, all the colors, like my type 4 is like, I think she calls them pure hues. So they're pure colors. One of those is like Kelly green and the other one is yellow. I am not comfortable in those colors.
Yeah.
And she would say, if you love those colors and you feel good in them, wear them. It doesn't matter what your complexion is. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. what your skin tones are, because it's going, when you put it up next to you, your vibration, your energy type is going to resonate with those colors and it's just going to work. I think there's still color preferences. So, okay. Keep it simple. Stay away from bling. What?
I know. Yeah.
I love me some bling.
Yeah.
I've got a dress that I love that is all sequins, gold sequin, not gold. That sounds really flashy. It's like a mixture of tiny little like gold. It's a combination of tiny little gold sequins. Like an evening dress mm-hmm. below my knee. But I love bling.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not into that. And if you go to the Carol like you do the Carol Tuttle thing. I mean, she's all just, you know, if that's your personality is to be bold and shine, then do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mute the loud prince, lean towards silence.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm not. Nope. Okay. This last one, 100%. That's like one of my rules.
Okay. Buy bras that really fit.
Yep.
And consider shapewear when needed.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I'm there.
Well, I mean, it's
now
true.
That we know that.
Do you remember back, this was a long time ago, when Oprah Winfrey did the whole bra fitting episode?
No, I don't. I'm going to go Google it now.
She did a whole thing on how women aren't really fit. They don't usually buy the right cup size or band size or any of it. And so she recommended, you know, going in and actually getting fitted. It was some lingerie, like high-end lingerie shop in Chicago. But, you know, Victoria's Secret will measure you. Victoria's Secret seems to have their own sort of measuring system that does not seem to relate to most women's bodies. Anyway. okay. So we have a sticky note.
Yes. Style is a way to say you wait.
Okay, hold on. So for those of you who are new to our show, we say that there is no manual for life, and we are hoping just to impart a little wisdom at every show, one sticky note at a time. So, Leone, today's sticky note is what?
Style is a way to say who you are without having to speak. And that is Rachel Zoe.
Yeah, she's fabulous. She talk about she fashion. Is. Like she can pull off, man, I haven't seen her in a while, but I always really enjoyed her style and her designs and stuff like that.
She was someone who totally was about, if you have the confidence to wear a color or a style or a pattern, then do it. And if you don't have that personality, I think she probably, I'm not going to say who was there first, Carol Tuttle or so, you know, but,
okay. Cause we're at the end here. Yeah. And I just want to promote Carol Tuttle one more time. If you're curious about what we're talking about and you go to the show description, there is a link for Carol Tuttle's, style quiz, and it's free. So have some fun, go take it and see what happens. Thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, age is just the number of years the world has been enjoying you. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for being here with us today on And That's When I Realized. We are here to shed some light on the misconceptions around midlife by sharing real life stories and a fresh perspective.
Look, we know it's not easy. The change is constant and inevitable. Let's explore what it means to move through challenges with a dose of humor and embrace each challenge, each new discovery with a higher sense of understanding. We hope you heard something today that made you laugh and recognize the truth and comedy of midlife. See you next time.